This call is being recorded.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Let's wait one, two more minutes for people to join.
Hello. So far, sounds pretty good. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, Pavly.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Okay, let's get started. So I just pasted the link to the agenda before. Today we have just two items. First is Carol's pull requests, and then it's a status update on the architectural diagram. But I don't know if like Ruben sent an email, he wasn't sure whether to join, so I don't know if we are actually gonna discuss that. But let's start with Carol's pull requests first. And before we get started, we also need a scribe. Is there any volunteer?
I can try. Just I may lose electricity at some point. So if I'm disappearing from IRC, maybe someone else can take over. But maybe it will not happen. But I can try.
Okay, that would be great. Thanks, Elf. So let's get started with Carol's pull requests. First of all, thank you very much for putting this together. This is an awesome story and like really good material.
No problem.
I didn't have the chance to review them again over the weekend. So maybe you could give a short update, like where we stand currently with those pull requests and whether like there are any major questions or whether they would basically be ready to be merged.
From my perspective, all those pull requests that are already there, I think these are more or less ready to be and are open for discussion. Of course, I'll try to craft a few more because these are not all of the stories I would like to discuss, but those five or six, I think, these are ready for discussion. I've corrected some of the editorial issues. I took into account all those comments I've received, especially in the first few days after creating those pull requests. I believe the three or two latest pull requests, I mean 116 and 117, are not yet reviewed by anyone, I think, or these are just perfectly, well, complete. So I'm not sure how to proceed with those two. And 113, 14, and 15, I think these are pretty well commented and more or less good to go.
Okay. Well, from my side, I would be fine with merging those, like the first three then, and then I will do another review and hope anyone else, other people will do a review of the other two as well. I don't really have many comments, like apart from the ones I already left on the pull requests themselves. I think this is like exactly what we need and was done very well. So
Splendid. I'm pleased to hear that.
Tomáš?
Basically, I would agree with you. I would suggest the same. Let's merge them, at least those that received comments, so that would leave the newest two, 116, 117. But the other one, well, we fixed some editorial issues, as Carlos said. We discussed some of the more hardware related stuff. So maybe with the initial review, we can then proceed with pull requests to suggest changes to those. If someone, I think that so many comments that it become hard to actually get through all of it at some point. So when we merge, and then I would post my own pull request if I see something that I'd like to change. Maybe this will break down the changes a little bit, so it's easier to cope with them.
Sure, certainly. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And I see ELF Blast Wanted and IRC as well. So should we just vote on whether we merge 113, 114, and 115, or does anyone else want to discuss anything else related to those three pull requests? Okay, I guess no one, so let me put forward a proposal. Merge pull request 13, 114, and 115. As usual, let's just vote with plus one, minus one, etc. and on IRC. Okay, I guess the exclamation mark was supposed to be a one.
Yeah, just misplaced the shift.
Okay, so it's resolved. We'll go ahead and merge them after the telecon. Regarding the other two pull requests, is there any specific input you would like to get during this telecon, or is it just a matter of reviewing them offline?
I think it's more of a review. And as for the conference calls, I'm just wondering how these use cases would be then, I don't know, converted or drive some actions, real actions on either this potential client that we are going to create or the specification changes. But those two pull requests, I prefer to get some real review on GitHub, and yeah, nothing really specific.
So regarding the first question, how this is gonna drive some further action? I guess my view on it was once we have some amount of those use cases in place, we should go through them in a telecon or beforehand on the mailing list, and then see like what's currently possible with the spec, where there are changes necessary, then open issues against the spec on GitHub, and then just iterate on that and with concrete proposals in a similar fashion than we did with those pull requests here. Regarding client development, I currently don't have the time to work on a client on my own. So if someone else wants to spearhead that, I would welcome that very much. But unfortunately, I don't have the resources or the time basically to do that at the moment.
Okay, I understand. I was thinking about just one thing, because one of the comments on the pull request, it was from you, Marcus, that you would prefer to have, let's say, generic use cases, and then all those use cases that I've created were more related to specific situation or this specific, let's say, imaginary client, the calendar that works on events. And the driving force behind this idea, this whole idea, was to have something real, as I believe this would just drive to a better solution, either from specification point of view or from the this potential client that we are going to create sooner or later.
All right. So I'll
just like to confirm whether these specific use cases would be better, or whether we should focus on those generic ones. I personally prefer something specific because it leads to real solutions, and real issues are I think better. But what I think we
so
need
just
to agree.
To clarify my comment, I didn't mean to do all just generic. I was more like under the impression that the other files were written in a generic way, the use cases. And there was the one where I made that comment that stuck out, like that one was different from all the other ones. So it was more a matter of consistency than one versus the other. But maybe I was wrong in that regard. I would need to double check. But from what I remember, the others were like, go retrieve the resource, go retrieve the API documentation. It wasn't about like events, and the other one was phrased completely like specific to events, which kind of felt weird to me while I was reading through it.
Yeah, just thing is that because these are not all the use cases I was thinking about, and as I wrote in my last email, I'll create more, and getting deeper into the forest, there will be some cases that are just specific for a given domain. So, for instance, for calendar and events, we could imagine various ways of filtering or searching through the events, and this would be the real requirements, and we would need to cover in the specification.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the generic cases would omit some corner cases.
Right. What do you think about the proposal of having like both in the file, like first that generic three sentences and then a concrete example?
Okay, we can think about this. Would you like me to correct those three pull requests, or shall I just start making the mixture generic and specific from now on?
We can do separate pull requests to like change to that, but let's just merge these now and
okay,
do this going forward.
Okay, so I'll try to cover both imaginatory situation and the generic approach, so we can cover all possibilities.
Yeah, the main reason I think that would be beneficial is also like if other people start reading these documents, they otherwise may have the impression, if they, you know, come via some direct link or something, then that this is all just about events API or whatever, and if there is some like generic one, it's kind of clear that this is just an application of the generic framework, so to speak.
Okay, I understand. Good point.
Cool. I see Elf was on the speaking queue for a while but removed himself. Is there anything you would like to add to that, Elf? I can scribe for you in the meantime.
No, thanks. I just wanted to suggest what you suggested, but you did it already yourself.
Okay, cool. Great. Would you like to discuss some of the use cases that you still have in mind? Because I think Ruben is not going to join, so it doesn't make sense to the like the second agenda point, the status update on architectural diagram, but without room, I don't think that makes much sense. So we can spend some more time discussing about the two new pull requests, or like what we have in mind, longer term or midterm. Or you can also like we can try to distribute the work a bit if you want, Carol. Oh, I see Tomáš is on the queue. So.
I can wait. Just slightly related.
Go on, Tomáš.
I guess
right.
It's,
okay.
It's good.
So, yeah. Okay. So with regard to the pull requests, I'll leave them there for the initial review, because I see that people haven't really touched them. There may be too many, at the same time. So maybe if you would write an email to the mailing list to encourage people to review these two before we can merge them. I do have one pull request. I mean, one use case in mind that I would like to submit myself. It would be related to issue 118, this linked to issue 100. So the mixture of IRI templates and operations. And so first of all, because I see that it was just me and the, Kotis Dimitrios, no one else joined the discussion under 118. I'd like Marcus to ask you and you guys as well to drop in your comments. So that would be something that I would be submitting as a pull request, probably.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was just looking at the issue. Are you sure you're talking about the issue 100?
118. 100 is linked from 118. But let me see. Maybe I was talking about issue 50. Well, they're all linked, so GitHub keeps those links. But 118 is the actual issue with some snippets and some discussion. I'd like to clarify my ideas, so double check them with you and maybe try with a pull request then.
Sounds great. Okay, Carol.
From what I can see, this is actually the thing that I was thinking about as well. So I'll let Tomáš proceed with this one, but indeed, it's not quite clear in the specification how to use those templated links. There is only this search predicate, but it does not help much. So indeed, this is one of the use cases for to be considered. So let's do this way. I'll let this Tomáš to proceed with this one, and I will focus on other.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Is there anyone else that plans to work on something so that we don't duplicate work as could have happened here? Tomáš, do you plan to create another pull request or just the one about the IRI templates?
I think maybe I'll keep it small for now. So I limit myself to one for the time being.
There is no reason to limit yourself to one. I was just, not that people work exactly at the same time on the same thing. I think there is work to be done.
I know. I just mean that there is nothing I particularly have in mind recently, and I've also had, we're all busy with all kinds of stuff, so I'll focus on one, mm-hmm. That's all.
Okay, cool. Okay. I guess from my side, there isn't really anything else that I would like to see discussed today. But if anyone else wants to discuss anything, we can add it to the agenda and discuss it straight ahead. Otherwise, I guess we can finish early today.
Carl speaking. Just one thing, because I can spend next 2 weeks creating some new use cases, but I would also try to think it over how these use cases would drive further works. Just don't want this whole task to be meaningless in the near future. So I was just thinking about how can we set up next, for instance, conference, call conference, what would we discuss next, or how would we like to proceed? Just some kind of roadmap for next month, for instance, or something.
Right. So what I would hope for is that at some point we have concrete proposals of how to change the spec, and then we discuss those in the telecon and vote on them, basically.
Okay.
Currently, the pull requests are kind of documenting what we already have. Like there were some minor things that stepped a bit outside of what we currently have or currently support. But I guess the more we work on this, the more we you know, end up in dead ends or end up in places which the spec doesn't support well. But if anyone else has any suggestions, ideas, please speak up. Do you have any, like, what would you like to see, Carol?
Actually, what you've already said, so imagine as many useful use cases as possible and just make the specification cover those situations this or the other way, either with some specification changes or just a few more examples on the specification page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Tomáš, do you agree or do you see it different?
Maybe off the top of my head, we could make it the other way around, as to link to the use cases from the specification as an extension, so to keep the spec well professional in the RFC sense, and then have the more free text descriptions in the use case documents.
We can certainly do that. The problem there is always a bit that you need to decide whether it's a normative reference or an informative. And if it's a normative one, it can just be to another specification, like an official standard is a specification. If it is an informative one, then basically, if the spec doesn't cover it, nothing that you would write in the, like in the other document, would count for interoperability, etc. So we can certainly do that for examples, etc. But like all the like the core, the raw, the meat of the spec needs to be in the spec. We can't just, you know, rely on those documents to specify stuff that is unclear in the spec. But maybe that's also not what you had in mind.
No, I see your point. What I mean more or less is then in the informative sense, the use cases could expand and give some more examples, anything that doesn't fit the normative text. But
right,
I see your point, and I see where we have to be careful about it.
What we should certainly do is we should certainly publish them on our website so that they are more easily accessible than in some subfolder on GitHub. And I can take an action item on that. Pavlik, I see you in the speaking queue.
Yes, I know that some specs like LDP and I think data shapes, they have like a separate document with use cases that are numbered. And I think possibly specs in some places reference the use cases if needed. So they are kind of like each use case have identifier, and then if it's needed as a informative or normative reference, the use case is referenced, but it's not included in the spec itself. It just kind of reference, or maybe like primer or something has does. But I know that some specs have, you know, note, published note. It's not a recommendation, just a note which includes use cases which are numbered kind of, and you can reference them easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. As long as it's like additional, like educational material, that's fine. But as I said before, the actual specification needs to be complete. All right. Anything else that we should discuss today? If not, I think we can adjourn for today and finish early. I will use the time to review the two pull requests, 116 and 117. Or what was it? Yeah. 116 and 117, yeah. And let's meet again in 2 weeks. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Have a nice evening.